This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, yesterday we started a conversation with National Pork Producer Council Director of Animal Health, Dr. Anna Forseth. We got an update with the situation of African swine fever and other hog health topics, including getting some funding for some of the materials they need to help keep that disease off our shores. We also talked a little bit about how the Farm Bill helps, and we'll hear more about their wish list and why it's important right after this.
Stay up to date on the latest news impacting the soybean industry by attending the Iowa Soybean Association's Summer Soy Series, coming to a community near you. Hear the latest insights on issues directly impacting farmer profitability, productivity, and sustainability, including soybean demand, research, policy, and more. Register by June 17th and be entered for a chance to win an ISA-branded cooler and special door prizes. Register today at iasoybeans.com/events. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 37,000 soybean farmers.
So when you're looking at animal health from a whole barnyard approach, which means pork producers working with cattle producers, working with poultry producers, and more, we talk about some of the things that are important to each one of those industries, but yet also good for the collective as a whole. We talk more about some of these tools that are needed that need to be funded by the Farm Bill. And Dr. Forseth talks about the things that NPPC has been asking for.
And then the other two priorities would be the NADPREP program through USDA, the National Animal Disease Preparedness and Response Program, which is a funding opportunity for academic institutions, state governments, industry associations who have identified a need with regard to training or purchasing depopulation equipment in some cases, improving diagnostic test capabilities. So there's kind of a wide range of opportunities there, but that's a grant program to help many different organizations, associations, departments improve their preparedness. And then the National Veterinary Stockpile. So those, despite there being four, we call it a three-legged stool. Mm-hmm. And again, that's a consistent list of priorities amongst the barnyard.
Obviously, to get a farm bill done, you need the support of lawmakers who aren't farm representatives. And so therefore, it takes time to educate them on the importance of these issues. Dr. Forseth said they've spent a lot of time in the last several years talking about African swine fever and other foreign animal diseases and why it's important to have the funding they need to stay prepared. They've made their case, and Dr. Forseth says it's been easy to let these lawmakers know that the Farm Bill helps support further growth of these programs.
Honestly, pretty easy with these lawmakers. We need this, or else we're going to have a very difficult, if not impossible, response to some of these threats. And when you think about something like foot and mouth disease that affects multiple species, it's a big opportunity to get a lot of people behind that. Somewhat working in our favor, the timeline over the last 5-6 years with African swine fever, we spent a lot of time on the Hill. Producers spent a lot of time on the Hill talking with their congressmen and women about African swine fever. And so for us to come back over the last couple of years as we're talking about Farm Bill priorities, they've heard ASF. They've heard why the industry is concerned about foreign swine diseases. And so in some respects, you know, it's been less of a challenge to try to convince them that this is a need.
You can learn more about what NPPC is doing for animal health and for the Farm Bill on their website. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.